you see a lot of haiku in your threads today, it's because it's National Haiku Day, and the Ford Mustang turned 60 years old, and Jan Hammer is 76.
Trash. Trash.
I talked to the Hammer man back in the day, back in the Miami Vice days. He was a very nice guy.
And he jammed with like Neil Sean from Journey and a couple people.
Yeah.
But didn't he have like the keytar thing? Was
yes.
he a keytar?
That thing that Stevie Wonder has had.
Jan Hammer.
He would use that kind of thing. And I remember him saying that they would, when they did Miami Vice, he would, now this is back in the 80s. They would like mail him the show. He did it from wherever he lived in the world. He scored it from wherever he lived in the world, and they would send him the VHSs or however it was that they did it, and then he would come up with the music, you know, and his house.
Send it back.
And then he would send it back
to them.
And
then they edited it all together.
Yeah. Okay, so Brad's going to be going to Vegas for four nights of fish. Right?
Yeah, tomorrow through Sunday at the Sphere.
Pretty,
super excited.
Pretty nice story here in the Washington Post about the about fish and how Trey, how did we say Trey's last name?
Anastasio.
How much of a perfectionist he is and how much he, you know, he cares about his fans here. It says when Fish sold out all four of the April concerts it had booked at the Sphere just as quickly as everyone expected, the obvious question arose, well, why not do more? Why stop at four when these things
keep
sold
the
out
register
like,
open
like that? Trey hesitated. He asked, "Well, what would an extra weekend of shows mean for quality control?" And he posed the question to the show's director and the co-creator, and she told him, "Well, you know, if we do more shows, it'll be good, but it won't be great. If you just do four nights, it's going to blow minds. After that, you might have a, you know." And he said, well, then we're not doing it. We're just going to do four shows.
And they're all supposed to be, like, individually unique from the other?
Yep. It says, this is the Fish way. Trey and his bandmates want every show to be the oral equivalent of an Easter egg, offering joy and surprise and an unreplicable magic. At some shows, fans encounter an unannounced rock opera staged with actors and elaborate props. At another, they'll each walk away with a free box of macaroni and cheese. Fish never repeats a set, and it refuses to commemorate its classic albums. Trey says there's a quality of Vegas where older bands go to play their old albums to make a lot of money late in the twilight of their career. That's not what we're interested in. So Fish will sweep into town on April 18th, tomorrow, intent on playing about 80 songs over the course of four concerts, repeating none.
Wow, nice. Yeah.
So, and the backstage scene will be pretty clean. They got into that about how he has cleaned up his act.
It's been 20-something years, isn't it?
And he says in 2009, he came out of rehab and returned to the stage with the rest of Fish, and there were some changes. They altered the culture. No more open bar, not even a can of beer. And so it's a different deal back there.
As for what's happening in the crowd,
it'll be a different deal there. That won't be the same thing.
We can't guarantee that.
No, that will not.
And I will send you as many pictures as I can and try and get you a kind of a good representation of what that place is all about. I think we have a couple different seating things where we're going to be on the floor one night and then some other, some nights we'll be seated and things. And so I'll get you some prices and some pics and all
that
kind of stuff.
Just a different, the different pictures of the Sphere itself, the outside.
Yeah.
What the design that they're going to.
Wouldn't the 930 Knucklehead logo look great on the outside of that Sphere?
Yeah, we need somebody to, if you're a Photoshopper, if you're really good at Photoshop
that thing
can you,
on there.
Anybody out there who can do that? Because I don't think, we are certainly not capable
of
it.
I mean, the fist with the 930 Knucklehead thing on that Sphere.
Somebody, if you got the Photoshop skills, steal our 930 Knucklehead logo from somewhere and put that on the Sphere. All right, and the Library of Congress announced its annual list of the 25 significant recorded music pieces that they want to archive in the National Recording Registry. And there is a classic rock debut album that has made the cut, and I'll tell you about that in a second. Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is finally getting in. Yeah, I don't know. You thought they've been doing this for years, that they would have preserved that one, archived that one, but that's making the cut. Let's see. What else that I can tell you that you would care about on here? Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers is getting the treatment.
I know.
The ABBA 1976 album. I think that's the Dancing Queen one. That's getting in there. Jefferson Airplane Surrealistic Pillow from 1967. That has White Rabbit and Somebody to Love. That's getting archived. And also getting archived, The Cars, 1978
debut
album, The Cars. How about this for your debut album? Good Times Roll, Just What I Needed, Bye Bye Love, My Best Friend's Girl, You're All I've Got Tonight, Moving in Stereo, and All Mixed Up.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good way to start. This is All Mixed Up from The Cars, one of the lesser-known tracks, you know, doesn't get played as much.
Little spacey.
But pretty good here from The Cars. It's being archived, the National Recording Registry. Brad and John KSN.